You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we have the privilege of visiting with Clement DeLuca, a.k.a. Kid Rasta, the lead singer and founding member of the Canadian reggae band Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers. Kid, welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
It certainly is. So first of all, you call yourself the Peacemaker, so let's kick it off with what is your opinion on current world tensions?
World tensions. Well, first of all, I pray for my brothers and sisters right now because world tensions are great. You know, I can see what's happening in Iraq to Iran and Egypt to Sudan, you know, America and Syria are at it, North Korea and South Korea. Like, there's so much tension around the world right now. Starting to go, oh my gosh, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters. And I'm starting to wonder what our leaders are doing, if they're actually sitting down together and playing, you know, pulling out the risk game. Let's pull out a board game and play some games here at other people's expense. I'm like, I think it's time for communication. Hopefully all this world tension, like, we all start understanding each other a bit more on this planet.
Yeah, you got a good point of view on communication for sure. How do you feel about Canadian politics while we're at it?
You know what? We're involved right in the middle of it now. I used to be so proud to be a Canadian and say, you know, we're a peacekeeping nation when I was a little kid. You know, I was like, we're peacekeepers. And I don't see that too much anymore. I see more of our democracy leaving us. Like, our leaders are making changes that not necessarily probably all Canadians agree on. And changes happen so fast that nobody really has a say on it. And I think that's what's going on in Canada politics today. I'm not really too fond. You know, hopefully, I believe in government, but I don't think we need a government to govern a government. You know, I think that we really have to, like, the people who we put in power really can't abuse their power. I think they really need to, like, sit back and know what the people want and really try to go ahead and forward with what the people want. And, you know, right now, Canadian politicians aren't doing that. Because I know my point of view is not coming across.
What would you say to musicians in today's world?
Today, I tell musicians to stay strong and, you know, try not to make themselves be used as a, you know, product placement. Right now, musicians are turning into, okay, they're the ones that are selling everything. So they go on from selling colognes to clothes to the bling. You know, just the kids can't even take it all in. It's happening. There's so much being thrown at the kids. It's like, you know, I feel sorry for the parents. You know, they have to pull open their wallets and buy everything that their kids want. And it's all because I just tell musicians, stay true to yourself. You know, remember, it's all about the music. Music makes the world go round, and, you know, they really need us musicians. You know, we don't need them. And it's, you know, stop thinking so much about the money and more about what the world needs and less about what, you know, what vanity can bring them.
You're right on. Today we are joined by Clemente DeLuca, a.k.a. Kid Rasta, the lead singer and founding member of the Canadian reggae band Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers, here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What can you say about the music industry as a whole?
Today, now, like, I even work in the music industry. I've been playing music for so long, and, you know, it's a funny game. There's a couple powers that be that rule the music industry today, and it's really hard for the small guys to make it or to, you know, put their stamp. From local, what's it called, production managers, you know, putting on their own local shows. I think it's much harder for the small guy now because the big boys are so involved in, you know, taking the prime shows and the ones that are going to make money, that the guys who are taking the biggest risk, they end up, you know, after a while, they take the risk, they lose money. Then when the band gets bigger, they actually get signed to the bigger production label out there. And, you know, it's kind of hard. So the music industry today is not where I want it to be, but hopefully if musicians all stick together, and we all start staying true to ourselves, because the world needs a bunch of true people now. You know, we don't need no more wickedness running everything. And I think wickedness has found its way from politics into music. It's time for us, the righteous, to just, you know, either change our minds or move them.
Will the United Nations work?
I hope so. I don't think so. I hope so. But right now, the way world tensions are, it's showing us right now that it's not working. Not only is it not working, you know, there's a couple times in history where it shows, you know, Italy invaded King Selassie, and King Selassie asked United Nations to ask Italy to leave, and United Nations says, no, Italy has a right to be there, you know, because they sided on the bigger nation side. Because it's, you know, economically. You know, there might be, I don't know, who knows what the reasons are 100%, but they let Italy stay. And me being an Italian, I can, you know, I'm actually on King Selassie's side, so I'm on the Ethiopian people's side. I don't feel Italy should have gone into there. But I think there's much different reasons than war. I'm thinking more about the Ten Commandments, and that's why they went in there. So there's bigger issues here, but that's a whole different ballgame. But will United Nations work? I don't think so, because right now they're putting sanctions on certain countries, and I don't think we can put sanctions on our brothers and sisters. You know, that's the worst way to go. There's no communication there. And I just think it doesn't work. It shows with Cuba that it doesn't work. So it just hurts people. And we've got to remember, everybody on this planet is our brothers and sisters. So not only does the United Nations not work, I want them to change their name.
Well, tell me, getting back on the from a music standpoint, where is your next gig or any big plans in the near future coming up?
You know, we're launching two shows in Toronto, and they're the first two shows for a while, actually. We got to open up for Jimmy Cliff couple months ago, and Ziggy Marley. So those are great shows that we got to do. But now we're heading back just to do our own, and we're doing two nights at the Waterfalls in Kensington Market on Augusta Avenue in Toronto. And it's going to be April 12 and April 13. It's going to be a great night. So if anybody can make it, that would be great.
Good stuff. And I understand your website is under construction, but you do have a Facebook page and a Twitter handle. How about sharing those with the listeners?
Oh, yes, you go to facebook.com/KidRasta and the Peacemakers. That's Kid, K-I, two Ds, and Rasta, R-A-S-T-A, and the Peacemakers. Just type it in all as one word, and you'll find us over there. And on Twitter, you can find us at twitter.com/KidRasta1, with two Ds on the kid as well.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there any advice or a tip you could lend to the independent artists like yourself out there listening in?
Yeah, you know what? Work with other musicians. Communicate better, because it's all about communication. I think if we all start really on music levels, on every level, if everybody just starts communicating with each other a bit more and having respect for each other, I think we would understand each other a little bit more and be able to share this planet. And that's what God intended for us to do. So all musicians, you know, we're in charge of the music. It's a very important part of this world. So just stay strong and stay true to yourself so your music stays true.
Really good to have had you on. You have just heard from Clemente De Luca, a.k.a. Kid Rasta, the lead singer and founding member of the Canadian reggae band Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers. And you can visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/KidRasta and the Peacemakers, as well as the Twitter handle. Follow them there at Kid Rasta, the number one. Kid, thanks so much for joining us here on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you, brother.
You're very welcome. And now let's listen in to a little of Kid Rasta and the Peacemakers' work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show right here on EPN.
Proud.
This is the ePodcast Network.